Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, talk about the Crescent Project and how God first grabbed your heart for the Muslim people and how this all came about for you.
Yeah, it was basically around high school time. I was sophomore in high school. I was a young believer. I asked my classmate, Kamal, who was a Shia. I said to him, would you like to read the Injil? What, Arabic for New Testament. Injil is Arabic for New Testament. He said, well, the Injil is corrupted. Injil has been changed. So I asked him, how do you know? He goes, well, Dad told me. I said, did your father read the New Testament? He goes, no. I said, how does your dad know it's been corrupted? He goes, well, Grandpa told him. So I said, did your grandpa study the Bible? He goes, no. I said, how does he know? He goes, well, his father told him. So it hit me that Muslims around me have not only incorrect information, but it's traditional information. It's just from one generation to the other. There's no investigation, no questioning. So I felt so burdened that I'm reading the Bible and hearing these beautiful verses, and millions of Muslims around me have never seen a page of the Bible. So I started reaching out to Muslims in Beirut. We designed a training to help our church members how to share. And slowly I got my bachelor's degree in communication. Then I got my master's in Islamic studies. I'm doing my PhD now, also in Christian-Muslim relations. So the idea is our training and our ministry is out of this desire to share the hope with Muslims. We believe we have a hope worth sharing, and his name is Jesus. So how we share Christ with Muslims is key. So we train people how to do this, but also we have tools and materials to explain the gospel to a Muslim, because many times the gospel is shared where it doesn't connect with their mind or with their heart. So we provide resources of outreach and resources for training, and then we rally the church to lock arms with us. We want churches, we want individuals to lock arm with us and cross the street before they cross the ocean.
Yeah.
And today in the 21st century, the communities around us has shrunk. The globe has become smaller. I was on Skype with my family in Lebanon. I'm in Minnesota and I'm talking to somebody thousands of miles away over the Skype. We are now talking to people who've moved into our neighborhoods from countries we've never been able to get to. So right here in the Twin Cities, you have people from Africa and from Asia and from the Middle East and from Europe. And so it's exciting to see how travel and this what we call the global village now, it's no longer a city. It's like everybody's living next to each other.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.